You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
And bringing in expert advice and inside knowledge on today's events in our local economy and how it can affect your money. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer your questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, we have Carrie Ray Davis with Keller Williams, the secret sauce of working with the right agent. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And a little bit about Carrie, being a resident of Seattle for over 22 years, Carrie has obtained unsurpassed knowledge of this beautiful city and its surrounding areas. She prides herself on knowing the Emerald City inside and out, from the best features of each neighborhood to all the wonderful places to explore. Believing in real estate with the art of hospitality, Carrie wants to be an all-around resource for what you may need in Seattle. Whether you're looking to purchase or sell a home, need a vendor to help accomplish these tasks, or just great restaurant recommendations, her goal is to create a continued relationship with her clients. Carrie believes in creating experiences for others. She believes in creating clients for life and will do what it takes to help move your dreams forward.
So I'm curious, Carrie, what brought you into the real estate business?
Well, I had worked in the hospitality industry for quite a few years ahead of deciding to move into real estate. And a lot of those skills that you have working with people and being hospitable and hosting somebody in a restaurant or your home kind of goes along with going and looking for a house. Mm-hmm. So I was really wanting to make a difference, have a good lifestyle, be able to have flexible hours and to help people. So I went ahead and made that jump.
Awesome.
Yeah. Love that. So what areas in Seattle do you... what's your expertise?
So I work all over the city. Okay. I am primarily in West Seattle. I live in work over there. Our office is over there, but I will go all through the metropolitan area of Seattle. Sometimes the east side, I'll come over a little bit, but we've also
sometimes
got a lot
you'll
of,
come visit us.
Yes. Or we've also got a lot of good partnerships with other brokerages in the area. So if it's something where it's not the right fit for me or not the right area, I've got great recommendations and I can help you find somebody.
Love that. And you know, I actually like when an agent really focuses on an area, not just for the time wise of it, because, you know, going back and forth, but just really to be able to hone in and have that massive knowledge in a specific area. I love that.
Right. Tina, the oak tree. You got to tell them about the oak tree.
Yeah, you got, well, I always say with the oak tree, you can hit 1,000 times in 1,000 different spots, and what will happen to the tree? Absolutely nothing. But if you hit an oak tree 1,000 times in the exact same spot, you're going to take it down.
Right.
So you work in the exact same spot, really work on that. You're able to really build and culture the business and the relationships that you want to.
Right. And also know the areas really, really well.
Exactly. Yeah. The oak tree had nothing to do with what we just talked about.
I but just it like
fit
it
in.
A lot.
I like the analogy.
Fit
in,
it fit in perfect.
Yeah. I'm also a West Seattleite, so we walk by here with Little London. I walk by your office all the time.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there's all little restaurants around there and fun stuff.
West Seattle's
you
great.
Walk by the office with Little London, or she's like dragging you by the office?
Yeah, more chasing her down the street. She loves Tallarico's. She has to go there once a week, and if we don't, she yells at me.
Oh,
Daddy,
well.
Tallarico pizza. Daddy, Tallarico. I'm hooking up Tallarico. So let's talk about your perfect client. Who is that for you?
So really anybody that's qualified, I like. You know, I want those people that are really well qualified.
Yeah.
But I like to have a lot of fun. I usually become really, really close with my clients. So a lot of first-time homebuyers, younger couples that are just kind of dipping their toe in the water. Maybe they don't know exactly where they want to be yet, but it's nice to show them around the city, kind of find out what their hobbies are, where do they work, what is their commute time going to be. But, you know, those younger buyers are super fun because it's fun to, you know, make that impact. But I'm happy to work with all different types of folks. But
so what sets you apart from a traditional real estate agent, Carrie?
I'm a hunter. I'm somebody that, depending on what my clients are looking for, I will go out and I will find it for you. If they want to have a specific sort of home and we're not finding it on the market. I'm fearless. I will talk to anybody. I will knock on doors. I will go directly, you know, to the home or to a builder specifically to find out if there's something that I can help them with. And I think that there's a lot of people that aren't, you know, this is a people business. Yes, you can look for a house online, but you cannot buy a house online. And you need to be able to have somebody that's going to advocate for you and really get out and go seek it and find it for you. So
I love that. Feet on the street.
That's, that's what it's all about. Knocking on the door. The street team. That's
good.
Team.
I like that. Gotta do what you gotta do. So, we've been talking a lot about shifting markets, and it's been pretty interesting. So, what are you excited about now with the shifting market and kind of where we're at?
Well, it's nice that, you know, things have slowed down slightly. You know, buyers aren't having to give away everything and, you know, their first child if they want to have a home. They actually have a chance to negotiate. And, you know, it's just kind of nice to be able to do my job a little bit where I'm able to help my clients, be an advocate for them, negotiate terms and not just have to give everything away. You know, obviously sellers have to be realistic about what their homes are worth. And it's, you know, it's been a shift. I mean, heck, you know, earlier this year, you might have been able to get $100,000 more for in your house than you are right now, but that's part of what's happening. So I'm also excited to be become a better agent and be in a market that is shifting, because while I've been in real estate, it's pretty hot and I've been super successful in that regard, but having a market that's shifting is going to make me be better at my job.
And I love that. Our first guest, Danelle, really in helping people get through some blocks and things that they're in. And you know, I feel really blessed in going through the financial meltdown, because what I learned in that is wherever there's a challenging market, there is as equal of opportunity. So the more challenging, the more opportunity. And not to say that I ever wish for a bad market or a challenge for any of us, but I'm not afraid of it. And I'm prepared to really be able to step up to the plate and provide. So that's what I'm hearing that you're saying too. It really gives you an opportunity to step up and really to be that great agent that you know you are. So preparing buyers and sellers, because the perception and even our conversation now, we're making it sound like, oh my gosh, we're heading towards another financial meltdown, which we are not. I have no belief
there's
in
no
that
recession yet.
At all. Exactly. But the perception of what's happening out there, especially from a buyer and a seller's perspective, because they're not leaders in the industry like we are, how are you helping them navigate through this shift that we've seen?
Well, I think it's just about good, clear communication and making sure that you're partnering up with the right lenders and the right people to help you with that process. I mean, I think a lot of the times people do see, you know, prices are dropping, which is great. And some people may say, oh, I want to wait. You know, prices are probably going to keep coming down. They may, but as you spoke of in the beginning of the show, you know, you borrowing your money is going to cost you more.
Yes.
So you need to be able to weigh out the benefits. Like, is right now the time to buy for you? Interest rates are, yes, they've gone up a little bit, but they're still super low than they were, you know, when the downturn happened. So I think, you know, having good communication, talking through what those blocks might be, what are their goals, to make sure that you're actually, you know, giving them what they want. With sellers, it's about, I think, really having open, honest conversations about where things are happening and how you don't want to overprice your home right now. You don't, you know, yes, there was a trend, you know, to underprice and get multiple offers, which you can still do. But I think it's probably smarter right now to price your home accurately. What is your home worth? Because you want to make sure that it's enticing and it looks good and you're working with the right realtor that's going to market it right and, you know, get it looking it's perfect. Because, you know, we talked about people doing for sale by owners. You know, a lot of people don't realize how much work goes into listing your home and working with a professional that's really going to help guide you through it and be realistic with you and not sugarcoat it.
And how financially devastating that is if they price it wrong.
Exactly.
Because there's no turning. There's no more first impression.
Right.
You price your home wrong.
Exactly.
You get one chance to pick up and move to a new city. Take your home off the market for a couple months.
Repaint.
Exactly.
So, Carrie, what kind of homes do you like selling the most? What do you enjoy selling?
I really do enjoy the new construction. I get excited. My family, I'm from Idaho originally, and I had a family that were tile setters. And so I got to see a lot of construction as a kid and things
cool,
being built. And so for me, it's super exciting to go to a job site and see it maybe, you know, in the framing stages, but still be able to kind of tell what's going where. And I've had a lot of success getting my clients into new construction because sometimes it's not as competitive. There are all of these homes being built right now. And if you've got good relationships with the builders out there, then a lot of the time they'll talk to you. So that's super exciting for me. I do enjoy that.
That's very West Seattle too. Like kind of watching West Seattle come up.
It's changing a lot.
It's changing. And right. I mean, like literally these modern buildings that are popping up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all over the place. And they're super cool. Mm-hmm. And they're all kind of a surprise because they have like these rooftops
with amazing views. Right.
And, you know, the concrete finished floors I really love. And they kind of stand out because West Seattle is kind of had that old feel. Right.
And I do love the old homes, too. I mean, I love architecture. And I mean, there is that trade off. We've got all this new construction happening and they maybe not be as ornate and as beautiful as, you know, some of the older homes that are here. And I don't want Seattle to lose its individuality and the fabric of, our history here. But there is obviously a need for housing.
We've got to change and we've got to add some more units here.
Right.
And, you know, I love that I've had the passion behind new construction because that's one thing I've talked about before in my, 9 years of running the show is new construction is a different breed and you really have to have some expertise in the contracts are different. Mm-hmm. And I love how you'd mentioned about, really if you've got a relationship with the builder because they all have agent representation there. But I really believe in having your own outside of the builder, not directly connected to the actual builder. As Carly had mentioned, a lot of people don't realize it doesn't cost you anything as a buyer. So get your own representation.
Exactly.
So having that in and that knowledge it has to be a huge benefit for your clients.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's fun for me to help them through that process.
Yes.
For sure.
So tell us about some upcoming projects. What are you excited about right now?
So Seattle's got some new luxury condos that are being built right now. And they're just starting to break some ground. So it's kind of exciting to be on that inside edge and getting that first, information about some of these big projects that are coming on. So
we're bringing it right here at 1150 AMKKNW.
Well, I was going to say, if you're interested, make sure you call me and contact me about it. Because I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. But there are some opportunities coming up for some really beautiful resort style communities. Maybe they're only 40 units, luxury.
Wow.
So it's exciting to see that there is that market where it's, these beautiful luxury penthouse type condos that have good living space, beautiful views, close access to the city. So it's exciting.
Yeah. And where are you seeing that these? Because we've had a guest that was
Troy. Yeah. He was talking about this.
Was it last week? He really represents in trying to, he has so much passion around affordable housing. Mm-hmm. And affordable housing isn't the word affordable housing isn't really what you think it is. I mean, really, we are so far from affordable housing.
Yes.
And he was talking about, there's some opportunities in condos and things that are coming in, but the prices are so far from affordable housing. So what are, in these new projects that are coming in, what would be a low end price do you think to be able to expect?
Well, the one I'm looking at is probably $1.5
million. Yeah.
So it's not, it's luxury.
Yes,
I mean, these are luxury.
That's affordable, right?
I mean, depending on who you are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are luxury places where it's not necessarily the builders are having to add in affordable, units to compensate for height, basically.
Yes, yes. So, Carrie, what do you love about this area?
I mean, I love Seattle. Uh-huh. I love the nature here. I'm from Idaho originally, so I really resonate with being outside in the mountains and water, and being in an area that you have the city and the vibrancy of nightlife and restaurants. We've got such great food here, but then also being able to get out of town and get into the mountains.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I love about it. And Seattle's growing. I've been here since 1997, and it's kind of crazy to see how much it's been growing.
Yeah.
But it's exciting at the same time.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So, Carrie, you were talking about earlier some things that you like to do to support the community, which is fantastic and awesome. Tell us about some of that.
Yeah, so I'm with the Mitsui Real Estate Group with Keller Williams, and I work with some fabulous ladies, Rebecca Mitsui. And we have been supporting the community. We just did a huge fundraiser last weekend called Voodoo on the Bayou, and it goes towards the West Seattle Senior Center. The West Seattle Senior Center has had its funding cut quite a bit recently, and so we're doing what we can to help, support that community because it's so important, respect our elders and want to take care of them. And then we also do West Seattle Art Walk every second Thursday of the month. And we are actually a West Seattle Art Walk sponsor. So that's exciting. So
there's
it's fun.
A lot of artsy people in West Seattle. So I bet that's pretty cool.
You should come over. You're West Seattle.
I was going to ask you, like, how do I get involved and how do listeners get involved? What can we do?
Yeah, come to our office. It's on California. And, contact me. My number is 206-330-6985. And my email address is KariRae at firstclassseattle.com. Contact me and I'm happy to send you out an invite.
Nice.
Love that. So as we're wrapping up our time here with you, Kari, what would be a final tip that you would like to leave to our listeners when it comes to navigating through this ever-changing real estate market?
Find somebody that you like to work with. This is a people business and we all like to do business with people that we like. Find somebody that you trust and that cares for you and that you actually care for back, because that's going to make your experience that much better.
Yeah, great advice. Thank you so much, Kari.
Thanks for having
coming
me.
In. And this is your host, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts. And we'll be here same time, same place next week, right here at 1150 AM KKNW. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.